This morning I'd like to talk to you about a topic that I've entitled, Give Me Your Keys.
今天早上我们要讲的就像有印讲义上的这个题目 就是把你的钥匙给我。
In the past, I had an experience that I'd like to tell you about.
在过去我有一个经历, 很愿意讲给大家听一听。
One day my hands were very full with parcels as I was returning home.
有一天我回家的时候, 手上捧了很多包包, 所以两手都不得空。
I had used the key to open the front gate to the wall of our house.
我用钥匙开了我们家的大门。
Just as I entered in, the phone began to ring.
正当我进门的时候，电话铃响了。
So I put the parcels down.
所以我就把我买的包包都放下来。And
I ran to the telephone.
我赶快跑到电话旁边。The
wind blew the front gate closed with a bang.
这个风啊，就把我的大门砰的一声吹上。Now
the phone conversation distracted me as I turned my attention to the needs of a sick patient.
电话上面交谈的话语使我的注意力转到一个病人的身上去了。Now
the next morning, we were eating our early breakfast when somebody rang the doorbell.
第二天早上，当我们正在
And I went to answer the front doorbell, the front gate.
我就跑到大门那个地方去开门。
And there was a little boy holding my keys.
有一个小孩子手里拿了我的钥匙。
I was shocked.
我吃了大吃一惊。
He told me that he found the keys still inside the lock on the front gate.
他告诉我，他看到我的钥匙啊。 仍然插在我大门的钥匙孔里面。That
could have been a very disastrous oversight.
这件事很可能成为一个很不幸的疏忽。Someone
or anyone during the night could have conveniently helped himself to every room, every closet, and even my safe.
任何人都可以借助这把钥匙的帮助，可以进到我每一个房间，我每一个套房。
It's not a good idea to be absent-minded. Don't leave your keys in the lock. And yet this morning, I'm going to tell you that I think you should intentionally do just that.
但是今天早上,我却要奉劝各位,
Don't do it by an accident.
你不要是疏忽意外的把钥匙留在钥匙孔里面。Don't
turn your keys over to just anyone.
不是要把你的钥匙随便给一个什么人。I'm
I'm really convinced this morning that there is somebody, someone who is asking for your keys.
我十分的相信，今天早上有一位在要你的钥匙。And
I'm wondering what your response will be to his question this morning.
我不知道你对他的
His question is, give me your keys.
他对你的要求是把你的钥匙给我。
Let me ask you, when a guest comes to your front gate, how do you respond? How do you react?
那么我要请教各位, 当一个客人到你家大门的时候, 你的反应是什么样子?
You meet him and of course you welcome him in.
你跟他见了面, 当然你会欢迎他进去。
He comes past the front gate into your house.
他进入大门,到了你的家里。
Right in the front part of your house, there are some slippers.
在你家的这个进门以后,就有一些拖鞋。
And he starts to take off his shoes.
他要把他的鞋子脱下来。
Well, if he's a very good friend, or if he's well known to you or to your family, you allow him to go ahead and take off his shoes.
假如他是一个好朋友, 跟你家里面很知己，你会就随他这样做了。But
if he's not too well acquainted with you, or if he's a very important person,
但是如果他跟你不十分熟悉，或者他是一个很重要的人物，
then generally you insist that he not take off his shoes.
那么通常啊, 你都坚持, 他不要把鞋子脱下来。
You bring him into the living room and you have him seat, be seated in the best seat.
那你把他领进洗座间, 让他坐一个最好的位置。
And somebody rushes to get him something to drink.
有人赶快就给他找东西来, 请他喝。
And you're very respectful.
那你对他很尊敬。
Perhaps your mind is relieved because your wife has just dusted the front room.
那么也许你的心呢，松了心上的石头放下来了，因为你的太太刚刚把这个房间呢打扫过。
And you're happy that the door next to your office is already closed because that's all mixed up.
那你也许很高兴，因为碰到你那个办公的房间呢。 那个门是关起来了，那个房里乱七八糟。
Now close friends of the family will sometimes come for a meal.
那个知己的朋友往往会到你家里来吃饭。
In that case, they will perhaps be invited to other parts of the house.
在那种情况之下，他们很可能被请到洗桌间以外的房间里去。
It depends on how intimate the people are into which part of the house they're allowed to visit.
那么完全呢，要看这个朋友跟你熟悉的程度，他就可以被请到哪一样的房间里去。
Of course, the dining room is naturally expected. Every guest is expected to come to the dining room.
那当然了，饭厅啊是来吃饭的朋友一定要到的地方。
The back garden or the rooftop of an apartment building for a chat after the meal is also a legitimate place.
后院子来自于屋顶的平台，在饭后大家聊天也是好的所在。But
better friends sometimes get into the kitchen.
但是比较知己的朋友往往会上你的厨房去。And
The best friends sometimes get into the office and into the study.
最好的朋友，那么常常会到你办公的房间或者你的书房。My,
how the women like to disappear into the bedroom and have a chat.
那么有很多女人呢，她们最欢喜到人家的卧房里面去聊天。You
look around and all of a sudden there are only men sitting there and all the ladies have disappeared.
那么你在洗桌间里面，要是一看的话，会觉得很惊奇，因为洗桌间剩下来的都是男客、女客，都到卧房里去了。But
generally speaking, there are areas in our homes that are not open to just every person.
但是一般的讲，在我们家里面，不是每一个地方都对每一个朋友全部开放的。There
are certain closets in the basement or the attic that are kept as private storage places.
有很多像套房啊，像亭子间啊，像地下室啊，那么都是让我们堆东西的，不给朋友去参观的。We
would never even take our best friends into those places.
即使是最好的朋友，我们也不带他们到这些地方去。In
fact, even ourselves might be surprised by the accumulated things that have been there and have been long forgotten.
即使我们自己 也都会十分惊奇，因为我们忘了把许许多多的东西日积月累的堆在这些地方。The
dust gets thick.
那么这个灰尘很厚。The
dust, the age and the neglect of years turns these things into dry rubbish.
那么我们常年的疏忽使这些东西几乎已经变成垃圾了。
Surely we couldn't invite our best friends to inspect all these things.
我们当然呢，不能够请我们的好朋友来看这些东西。
And yet, dear friends, did you know that there's someone right now that is a good friend who's standing outside the door of your heart and he's knocking?
但是各位知道不知道，有一个人，他是我们众人的好朋友，他现在正站在我们的心门口。
That friend is the Lord Jesus Christ.
这位朋友就是主耶稣基督。As
the living and all-powerful Son of God, he stands there knocking on the door of your heart.
他是一位活着的、有能力的神的儿子，他正在
You might ask, Dr. West, how do you know that this is true?
你可能这样问, 魏大夫, 你怎么晓得这是一件真的事实呢?
Well, I'd answer you in two different ways. The first is that the Bible, which is God's authentic and authoritative message to the human race, tells us this is true.
我第一个答复是这样的，圣经就是神的真实可靠的信息，它是给我们人的一个信息，这样告诉我们。
And then the second way I know it's true is that one day I heard him knocking on my own heart's door.
我所以知道他是真实的。第二，是因为有一天我自己经历的，他站在我的心门外，叩我的心门。
And I opened the door and I heard him say, "Give me your keys."
我打开了我的心门，就听到他对我说，"把钥匙给我."
In the book of the Revelation, we read that, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me."
在启示录第三章二十节，那个地方告诉我们说：“看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音，就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。”
Now, I've always thought that's a little strange, that verse.
那我始终觉得这一节圣经有点奇怪。
I think it's a little hard to understand.
这是相当困难了解的一节圣经。
How is it that somebody who is a stranger, who's going to be the guest, stands on the outside and makes this kind of a promise?
那么这个是怎么会啊？一个陌生的人，他是一个客人。 居然站在门口，那么讲这样的话。
He says, if you open the door, I'll come in and I'll have dinner with you.
他说，你如果打开了门，我就要进来跟你一道吃饭。
Now, usually, no ordinary guest would be so presumptuous.
那么通常啊，一般的客人不会这个样子喧宾夺主的。
The opposite is true.
反过来才是真的。
The host usually says to the stranger at the door, "Have you eaten yet?"
主人呢，常常对站在门口的陌生人说：“你吃过饭没？”
大部分在台湾说“乌扎崩啵”，and so the answer then, of course, is yes, of certainly I have.
那么这个回答呢，通常是我吃过了，吃饱了啊。But
actually, you may be starving in your stomach.
那么但是事实上。
And you know that this man's wife is a very good cook.
你晓得这个主人的妻子，她做菜的手艺很好。
Finally, the host says, "Oh, come and have something to eat."
那最后啊，那个主人说：“你进来，我们吃点东西吧。”哦，咋吧咋吧。And
you say, no. And he says, yes.
啊，你说不了。他说来。
Oh, well, finally, the guest reluctantly accepts.
最后啊，这个客人很勉强地接受了。
But in this instance here in the Revelation, that is not true.
但是这个话，这种情形啊，跟我们启示录第三章第二十节讲的这个情形就不一样了。
Jesus Christ says, "If you invite me in, I will surely come in."
耶稣基督这样讲，如果你请我进来，我一定就进来。
You don't have to pull me in.
你不需要拉我。
You don't have to invite me many times to come in.
你不需一而再再而三的请我进来。
He will not put on a show.
他不愿意扭捏作态。
He will not pretend.
他不愿意做张做智。
There's no hypocrisy in the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督里面没有假冒伪善。
He is truth.
他就是诚信。
And if he makes a promise, he will keep it right to the very end.
他如果有应许的话，他要
But Jesus Christ is not interested in just being a guest.
但是耶稣基督他没有兴趣来单单做一个客人。
He doesn't want to be treated as a stranger.
他不愿意那么作为一个陌生者被你接待。
In fact, the Bible tells us very clearly that he's looking for a home in which he can take up permanent residence.
事实上，圣经很清楚地告诉我们他。 要找一个地方是他可以永久居住的所在。
In Ephesians 3:7, we read this.
在以弗所3章7节, 我们看到这样记着,
that Christ may take up permanent residence in your heart by faith.
是基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
Now the idea there in the Greek is that he might settle down, might become a permanent residence in each of our own hearts and be treated then as the Lord of the house.
那么在希腊文这个意思啊, 他就是希望能够安居下来在我们内心当中, 那么让我们把它当作我们家里面的主人一样接待。
Not just a guest, but as a permanent residence of the house of your own heart.
不单单是一位客人, 而是你心里面的这个家庭的一个长远的居住的,
and Ephesians 3:7 says that it all comes about by faith in Jesus Christ.
以弗所书第三章告诉我们这个完全是要因着我们心里的信。
Now let's take a look for a minute at the personal application of this teaching.
我们现在来看看这个教训跟我们个人的关系。
You've heard us talk to you over and again over the Sundays about the loving concern Jesus Christ has for each one of you.
各位在我们礼拜天早晨的讲章里面听到我们一再地讲到耶稣基督对我们每一个人的关怀和爱护。
He's standing outside the door of your heart knocking.
他站在你的心门外叩门。
Have you responded?
你有没有反应?
Have you let him in?
你有没有让他进来?
Most of you or many of you have done that.
你们当中大多数的人都已经这样做了。
You've opened the door to your heart, some of you, a long time ago.
我们中间有一些人在很久以前就已经打开了你的心门了。
And you've asked Jesus Christ to come in to be your Savior.
你也请耶稣进去做你的主人。
Well, this morning I'm speaking especially to you.
今天早上我特别就是对这样的人讲话。
Well, you may think that Dr. West is particularly interested in those who have never heard the gospel before.
那么也许你们会这样想，魏大夫对于从来没有听到过福音的人是最有兴趣。Well,
I do have interest in those who have never heard.
那么我对于从来没有听过福音的人当然是最有兴趣。But
I do have a concern for those of you, those of all of us who say that we are Christians.
但是我对于那些说
And so that this morning, I hope that this will apply to both kinds of people.
所以今天这个教训呢,
let's say that you've invited Christ into your heart.
那么我们假定啊,
he gets to the door of the house and you open that door for him.
他来到这个住所的门外,
You're glad that he's willing to come and spend some of his time with you. And you lead him past the office into the guest room. Now there on the wall of the guest room is a motto.
在客厅里面呢，墙上你挂了一个 写着座右铭这样的东西。
And you hope that as you seat him facing it, that he will see that motto.
那么你希望啊, 他坐的时候能够看到你墙上挂的这个牌子。
Now, many of our homes have this kind of a motto in the home.
那么我们很多基督徒家庭里面呢, 有这样一个牌子挂在墙上。
And you just hope that he might see exactly what that says.
那么你很希望 他能够看到这个牌子上面写的是什么字?
Can you see it?
你们看到看不到?
看得到吗? What does it say?
这个上面怎么说?
Huh? Repeat it.
基督是我家之主。
Well, you know, he turns his head away to face you, and he doesn't seem to be impressed by the motto on the wall.
但是各位晓得吗? 那一位 到你家里来的这个主耶稣基督啊, 他不看墙上的这个牌子,
And his piercing eyes make you so uncomfortable that you get up and you move over underneath the model so that maybe he can see it above you. But he looks right past that and past you into the office.
但是他眼睛不看这个牌子，也不看你，他是把那个眼光挪到你的办公室里面去了。The
door is ajar, is open a little bit.
那么这个办公室的门呢，开了一点点。
You know, I've been figuring my income tax.
各位晓得，我正在报我的所得税。
I can't leave the island until I pay my income tax for the first half of this year.
那么我除非把我这一年的上半年的这个所得税报了以后，我不能够离开台湾。
And so the Lord looks past into the office, and then his eyes turn back toward me.
那么当这个主耶稣啊。
And he says, if this motto is true, then let's go take a look in there.
他就说了，假如这个牌子上面写的是真的，那么我们就到那个办公的房间里面去看一看。If
a Christian says, Jesus Christ is Lord of my house, then the Lord has the right to go into your office.
假如基督徒说耶稣基督是我家之主，那么耶稣他就有这样的权柄，可以到你家里面办公的那个房间里面去。My
heart sinks as I think of the confusion in there.
那么我心里面呢就往下一沉，当我想到那个里面的混乱的情形。But
he doesn't wait for my response, and he starts walking in that direction.
但是他不等我的反应呢，他就向那个方向。
He looks over my desk and picks up the abacus.
他看一看我的办公桌，就把算盘拿起来了。And
he says, "Is every penny right?"
他就问我了，把算盘摇一摇啊。他说，每一个钱的账目都记得很清楚吗？And
so I have to search my own heart and say, "Now, in the quiet of my own office, have I accounted for every penny?"
所以我就要在我心里面来反躬自省，在我这个办公室的静静没有人知道的地方，我是不是把每一文钱都记在账上？Other
people may not be looking.
别人也许不会来看。But
Jesus Christ says, "Let's have an accounting."
但是耶稣却这样说，我们来算一算。And
Christians must keep careful accounts.
耶稣，这个基督徒一定要小心。
Little did you think that when you invited Jesus Christ into your heart, that he would go right straight into your office.
当你邀请耶稣基督到你家里来的时候，你很少会想到他会到你的办公的房间里面去玩。Let
alone check your figures.
更不要说他要来看你的账目了。It's
nice to have a guest come and drink a little tea with you.
那么有要朋友到家里来。 一同喝点茶，这是好事。But
maybe you'll think twice about inviting somebody to come and examine your books.
但是如果你要请朋友到你家里来查账的话，那就要三思了。Just
what kind of a guest is Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督是一个什么样的客人？He
seems to be in command of the whole situation.
他好像是我这个家庭里面的主人一样。He
simply says, "Open the door. I will come in and eat with you."
他只这样的说。 你把门打开，我要进来跟你。Open
the door. Open the door to your office. I'll come in and have a little check on your accounts.
把你办公房间的门打开，我要进去看一看你的账目。Open
the door. Let me have a little look around.
你把门打开，我要进去看一看。Maybe
you were not exactly ready for that kind of inspection fellowship.
那么也许啊，你对于这种这个检查的。
If this presumptuous guest, the Lord Jesus Christ, wants to come and have a little bit of tea, well, that's all right.
假如这个不讲究客气的客人，他愿意进来跟你喝一杯茶，那倒无所谓。And
if he insists on a meal in the dining room, well, that's all right. We can arrange that.
假如他愿意在你的洗手间，那么去顿饭，这个也可以张罗。
But what kind of a person is Jesus Christ who insists on just taking over?
但是耶稣基督是一个什么样的客人？他居然要接管我的这个家庭？
Well, mind you, he does not absolutely insist.
我要告诉各位，他实在没有坚持要这样做。
If you are a little bit hesitant, he won't go any further.
假如你有一点点迟疑，他就不会再更进一步的要求了。
He'll only go as far as you let him.
他那么所要做的，只是你让他做的那个程度。
He respects your will.
他尊重你的意愿。
If you're unwilling, he will not come in.
假如你不愿意，他就不进来。
After a little while you've been fellowshipping with him, your heart is warm.
那么当你跟他有了一段短短的交通以后，你的心就火热。
His loving kindness and the gracious words that he uses stirs your innermost spirit within you.
那么他的爱和他恩惠的言语，他用来这个激动你的心灵的。
You are moved by his love and by his compassion that you immediately. You are moved by his love and by his compassion that you immediately sense.
你受了他的爱和他的感情，你立刻就能够感觉到的这两样东西的感动。
And the longer you fellowship with him, the more you want to know him.
你跟他的交通愈久，你就愈希望。
The more you fellowship with him, the more you're attracted to his own person.
你跟他交通的愈多，你就更受他的吸引。
It isn't just that he's an interesting stranger.
不仅仅他是一个很有趣的陌生人。
But he has a super magnetic personality.
而是他有一种吸引，非常吸引人的那个品德。
It's not just a natural personality.
这个性格品德不是一个自然的。
Because Jesus Christ is the supernatural divine Son of the living God.
因为耶稣基督他是超自然的神的独生儿子。
Oh, the time just slips by so fast.
这个时间过得非常快。
You're not aware any longer of the disturbing things that were in your heart when you first came home that evening.
那么你
刚才回来的。When you first came home that evening, you're not bothered by those disturbing facts anymore.
那么这个时间过得很快，你已经对于当天晚上回来使你心情不宁的那些事情啊，完全已经忘掉了。
He's put you completely at ease.
他使你能够很轻松，很愉快。
And before too much more time has gone by, you're interested in his welfare. You want to know a little bit more about his plans.
那等到更多的时间已经过去了，你对他的事反而感觉到关心了。你希望要知道他的计划。
You might turn to him and say, "Oh Lord, where do you plan to stay?"
你很可能那么转过来问他说：“主啊，你打算在什么地方住啊？”
And he might reply, "Well, he just hasn't found a place yet to stay."
他很可能这样回答说：“他还没有找到一个住的地方。”
In fact, most of the doors of the hearts of the people of Taiwan are not welcoming him. They have been closed to Jesus Christ.
实际上，在台湾，大多数人的心门对于他都没有打开，反而。是关上的。
A few have sent their servants to the door and to answer the front gate, and Jesus Christ has been turned away without even having a chance to talk to the owner inside.
那么有少数的人呢，甚至于打发他们的佣人到大门口去，那么把耶稣打发走，使耶稣几乎没有机会跟这个家庭的主人讲话。
Others have come to the front gate maybe twice a year.
那么另外有些人。很可能呢，到大门口一年两次。
Christmas and Easter to be exact.
那这个正确的讲啊，就是耶诞节跟复活节。
And they've allowed him to stand there at the front gate without inviting him in, only listening partially to him present his challenge.
那他们只让他站在大门口， 不让他到家里面来。
Well, few individuals have let him into the living room.
也许也有几个人呢，那么让他进到起坐间。
But they have not given Christ the chance to say anything, to talk.
但是他们不让基督有讲话的机会。
Because those individuals have been so busy with a constant stream of chatter so that there would be no embarrassing moments.
像在这种情形之下，这些做主人的他们滔滔不绝的在讲话，所以没有冷场的机会。
Or you've bragged about this good thing that you've done, or you've been engaged in, or the good works that you've been doing for the church and the community.
他们就在自吹自擂的将他们所做的好事，将他们所从事的事业，将他们对这个社会的贡献，对教会的捐献。
Somehow, your effusiveness has not impressed him, as you thought it would do that.
但是你的轻夸对于耶稣基督丝毫却不发生效力。
And then the question comes.
然后他的问题来了。
It's the question you've been dreading.
那么这个问题是我们在今天早上一再问的。
And Christ says, can I have the keys to your heart?
耶稣基督这样问，我能不能够拿到你的心门的钥匙。
Now, to turn over the keys to your heart means to give him the authority into every room.
那把心门的钥匙交给他，那个意思就是你把每一扇门都为他打开。
It means that you give him authority to go into the closet and into the safe where you keep your valuables.
那个意思就是你给他可以到每一个房间，就是套房放保险箱的那个房间里面去。
Are you ready for that?
那你是不是已经准备好了这样做？
How many of you hang this kind of a motto on your wall?
那你们中间有多少人把这样的牌子挂在墙上呢？
Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是无家之主。
Then you must be ready for the inevitable question from Jesus Christ.
如果是这样的话，你就一定要准备好耶稣要问你这样一个问题。
Will you give me the keys to your heart is what Jesus says.
你愿意把你心门的钥匙给我吗？这是耶稣问的。
Of course you have to take the first key to open the front gate.
当然你必须要用第一把钥匙开大门。
Now that's the right start.
这是开始。
But the question doesn't stop there.
但是问题没有停在这个地方。
A lot of teaching in Christendom today teaches that all you have to do is take the front gate key and open the door and let Jesus Christ come into your heart.
今天基督教大多数的教训呢，都是把大门的钥匙打开了，让耶稣进到你的家里。
And then they say everything else is going to be all right.
那么他们就这样讲啊，这样就行了。
And they don't talk about the other keys to the closets and the bedroom and the safe.
他们不讲别的钥匙，是套房的啦，是这个放保险箱的啦，还是办公室的那些小房间。
But Jesus Christ says, "Give me the whole thing."
但是耶稣基督他这样讲，你要把所有的都给我。
He wants access into the privacy even of your bedroom.
他甚至于想要接近到你卧房的。
Now, as I read the Bible, I find that there are three kinds of bedrooms in the Bible.
在我读圣经的时候，我发现呢，有三种卧房。
There's the bedroom of the wicked.
第一种是恶人的卧房。
Now, there's the bed of the suffering and the testing.
还有一种呢，是受苦、受试炼的人的卧房。
And then there's the bedroom of the righteous one.
最后一种是义人的卧房。
Let's look at these three.
我们来看这三种卧房。
The first in Psalm 36, 1 to 4, we read that the wicked has no fear of God.
第一个卧房是记载在以赛亚这个诗篇第36篇第一节到第四节，我们看到恶人他们心里不怕神。
He flatters himself until he cannot stand it.
他自夸，他自媚，以至于到他自己受不了的地步。
And his words are deceitful.
那么他的言语都是诡诈。
Now the fourth verse tells us this.
第四节这样告诉我们。
He thinks up mischief while lying on his bed.
他在床上图谋罪孽。
He decides and sets on a course that is not good.
定义行不善的道。
And he's not shocked by evil.
不憎恶 恶事.
An evil man devises and makes up evil plans upon his bed in the privacy of his bedroom.
一个坏人他定计在床上图谋不轨在他的卧房的那个人不知鬼不觉的地方.
And so I would ask you, what do you do in your bedroom?
所以我要请教各位,你们在卧房里面
We spend an average of a third of our lifetimes in our beds.
我们差不多要花一生三分之一的时间在我们的床上.
That's a lot of time.
这个时间是一个很长的时间.
What do you dream about?
那么你做些什么梦?
Well, let's look at the second bed.
我们来看第二种床铺.
It's the bed of suffering.
那是一个受苦的床铺.
It's the bedroom where there's testing and trial that goes on.
这个卧房里面有试炼，有苦难.
In Psalm 6:6, we read this.
在诗篇第六篇第六节，我们看到
I'm weary with my groaning.
我因哀恨而困乏.
All the night I make my bed to swim.
我每夜流泪把床榻
I water my couch with tears.
把褥子湿透.
How are you taking your tests and your trials, dear friends?
你怎么样接受你的试炼,
do you have insomnia?
你有没有失眠症?
Are you wakeful or do you get only a fretful sleep?
你是不是在床上辗转难眠?
What do your sheets and your blankets look like in the morning when you wake up?
那么你的床单,你的褥子在早晨起来是一个什么光景?
Does it appear like you've been swimming?
它是不是好像你全身都湿透了?
Do you feel very sorry for yourself?
你是不是为你自己很难过?
Are you depressed because of the heavy burden that you feel you are bearing?
你是不是很失望,因为你所负担的
Is your responsibility too heavy?
你的责任是不是太沉重了?
Are you weary this morning, dear friends?
你今天早上是不是很困乏?
Then why not give the key to your bedroom to the Lord?
那么你为什么不把卧房的钥匙给主耶稣呢?
He'll come into the privacy of your own bedroom and change the whole situation.
他要进到你卧房的秘密里面来
Psalm 41:3 is a promise from the Lord.
诗篇第41篇第三节是主耶稣基督的应许.
The Lord will strengthen the righteous ones.
他并重在他耶和华必扶持他.
Upon the bed of languishing, thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness.
他在病中，他必给他铺床.
Have you ever been confined to a sick bed? You know how uncomfortable it can be. You're aching and you're perspiring a lot.
你痛，你流汗.
Have you ever had a tender mother or a nurse come to change the wet, uncomfortable sheets?
你有没有慈爱的母亲？那么有没有护士，她来给你换褥子？
And give you a bed bath and make you feel clean all over again. Now this is exactly what the great physician wants to do for you this morning. You know, there's no promise in the Bible you won't have suffering. Rather, the Bible promises that you will have trials and testing and suffering.
相反的,圣经告诉我们,你会有苦难,会有试炼,会要接受考验.
You'll even have sickness and pain and eventually death.
你甚至于有疾病,有痛苦,有死亡.
But the great promise of the Bible is that there is a great physician.
但是圣经上面最大的一个应许就是我们有一位大医生。
If you give him the keys to your bedroom, he'll come in.
假如你给他卧房的钥匙,他就会进来。
He'll come in and he'll comfort your heart.
他会进来安慰你的心。
He'll straighten out your sheets. He'll quiet your circumstances. He'll cleanse you within and without. He came to die to pay the price for your sin. And he has the power to cleanse hearts and make you quiet within.
Well,
we come to the third bed. The bedroom of the righteous one. Psalm 4, 4 and the 8th verse also.
诗篇第四篇第四节，那么第三、第八节也是一样。
There it says, stand in awe and do not sin.
这个地方告诉我们说，你们应当畏惧，不可犯罪。
Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still.
在床上的时候，要心里思想，并要肃静。
I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, O Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety.
我必安然躺下睡觉，因为独有你耶和华使我安然居住。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ can give you that sense of security and safety.
只有主耶稣基督可以给你这种安全的感觉。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ can give you heart peace and true rest.
只有主耶稣基督给你心里面有这样的平安和安息。
Psalm 3, 5 says,
诗篇第三篇第五节说,
I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me.
我躺下睡觉，我醒着，因为耶和华都保佑。
He and He alone can give His beloved sleep.
他也只有他可以让他所爱的安眠。
And it is the sleep of refreshing.
这种睡眠是能够恢复疲劳的睡眠。
Yes, dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ wants to settle down and become a permanent residence in your hearts.
各位亲爱的朋友，主耶稣愿意在你的心里面，那么，住在，安住在你的心里面。
By faith, this can happen this morning in your own experience.
那靠着信，今天早上你就可以有这样的经历。
Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
相信耶稣基督。
Give Him all the keys to your heart.
把你心里面所有的钥匙都交给他。
If you're not a Christian this morning, I would suggest that you take the key to the outside gate, the number one key.
假如你还没有做基督徒，那么我给你的建议就是先把大门的钥匙第一把拿出来。
Maybe it's the biggest key, I don't know.
那么也许这是最大的一把，我不晓得。
Certainly it's the most important key.
但是这是最重要的一把。
And open that door.
把大门打开,
and allow Jesus Christ to come in.
让耶稣基督进来。
Now those of you who are already Christians,
那么对于我们其他的在主内的弟兄姊妹,
this morning I challenge you to take all of the other keys of your heart and your life in your mind.
今天早上，那么我要求各位把所有的心里面的钥匙都拿出来。
And I suggest and challenge you to give the whole of them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我建议你们把所有的钥匙都交给主耶稣基督。
And may He become truly Lord of your heart and mind.
让他能够真正的成为你心里和我心里的主。
May the Lord bless each and keep all of you.
愿主祝福各位，也保守各位。
Until we meet again.
到我们再见面的时候。
And if you have any questions about handing over the keys this morning, would like to know more about it, we'll stay behind to talk to you.
假如各位对于把钥匙交出来这件事还有问题的话，我们在散聚以后还留在这个地方，很乐意的跟你们交谈。Let's
bow in prayer.
我们低头祷告。我们感谢你，我们赞美你。 我们不仅仅是为今天早晨的信息向你感谢，我们也为这八个月以来你给我们的带领向你感谢。从去年的11月18号到今天，整整的是八个月，我们看到你的恩手怎么样眷顾这个聚会， 你让很多人，不管是主内的还是没有接受你的，在这个聚会里面都能够得到帮助。我们谢谢主你给我们的眷顾，我们还要求主你继续看顾这个聚会。虽然魏大夫要回美国去，但是我们请你为我们预备替你释放信息的仆人，让我们能够在这个聚会里面仍然的高举你和你的十字架。我们让你被定的、受死的、又复活的、还要再来的这个恩惠的福音能够传开。求主你替我们的祷告帮助我们在座的每一位，让我们心里在今天早上不管是信的还是不信的，都能受到你话语的激励，受到感动，把我们所有的钥匙都拿出来交给你，让你可以进到我们心的深处来检查我们的心肠肺腑。主啊，你答应我们的祷告，祝福你自己的话语，感谢奉耶稣基督的祷告。
Amen.